very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about how the diaspora will be celebrating Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence.
Zimbabwe turns 37 next Tuesday, and some people in the diaspora will be celebrating this weekend here in the United States.
There's mixed feelings over Zimbabwe's independence because of the current harsh economic conditions, with some people implying that they are worse off today than they were before independence in 1980.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And remember, tomorrow Studio 7 at Voice of America will be hosting a live panel discussion about Zimbabwe's independence and beyond Zimbabwe's independence, beyond the elections, that is the elections of 2018.
And so tonight, as my colleague Chris said, we are discussing how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are going to celebrate Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence. Ingwa umbeyo, Chris, 37 years. Makore makumi matatu ne manomwe nyika yawana kuchitonga kuzere vana veZimbabwe vasununguka. Saka tuda kunzwa kuti vari kunze kwenyika muri kupembera sei. Tambo bata vamwe vari muno muAmerica mudunhu reMaryland, DC ne Virginia, West Virginia, vari kutaiwa tine hurongwa hwakati kurei. Hanzi tine tichisangana munzvimbo dzekutandarira, tichidya nekunwa, tichirova mumhanzi, tichirangarira makore makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Vamwe vataurawo nesu vari kuti dambudziko hombe nderekuti pamakore 37 kana iwo makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga, zvinhu zviri kutoomera vanhu zvekuti vanhu vanenge vava kuvhunzana kuti kuzvitonga kuzere kwacho kuri papi. Kana tikanga tava kuramba tichitambura zuva nezuva, hauwane chekudya, hauwane chekupfeka, hauwane mari mumabhanga, hauwane mabasa nezvinhu zvakadaro zviri kungoomera vanhu. Asi hapana chinobvisa makore makumi matatu nemanomwe awanikwa nenyika yasununguka. Ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura, hatisi kutarisa vari mudiaspora chete. Kana imwe uri kumusha, pindai chirongwa, ndechenyu Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Chris.
Yebo Chonga, lamhlanje ke zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle. Siyadibana njalo kudiaspora forum esiyenza ke ngosuku lwangolwesithathu maviki wonke. Yiko ke lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lukazibuse independence. Ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo iZimbabwe yabisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa, 37. Yiko ke lamhlanje sithe sixoxe sizwe ubana iningi lalabo abaphandle kwelizwe bona bathini, baxoxa behlangana ikakhulu ngeviki ezayo, kumbe bakhona njalo sizule ukuthi bayahlangana khona pha eMelika bexoxisana ke ngodaba lwe-independence, njalo bejabula busosa begida lokunye okunjalo okutshengisa ukuthaba. Kodwa ezinhliziyweni zabo abanye bathi hayi, ukuthaba kukhona kodwa akufani nje lensuku zakudala. Okokuthi Jonga, sebezibuza ukuthi what independence ngesilungu, what independence do we have?
Ipapo ndo pane mvunzo, asi ndo patiri kuti zvakare atirase mbereko nokufirwa. Vana veZimbabwe haikona yekurasa mbereko nokufirwa. Independence inoramba iripo, asi zvinoda kugadziriswa ndezvemagariro emusha. Zvinhu zvingagadziriswa sei? Asi 37 years idzi hapana kwadzichaenda, ndedze vana veZimbabwe. Ndozvatoda kunzwa kuti muchadzicherechedza sei muurongwa hwenyu. VemuAmerica vari kutaura kuti kutanga weekend ino, aiwa tinenge tichitandadzana. Toda kunzwawo vari kune dzimwe nyika, vari kuBritain, kuAustralia. Ndoziva hangu kuti vamwe varara ikoko kana kuti vaakutomuka, handinyatsozivi. Asi tipeiwo kuti muri kuiteiko kuSouth Africa. Pane vari kudzokera kumusha here? Nekuti tiri kuona kuti holiday dzava dzaita mbiri, kwabatana Easter neIndependence. Saka toda kunzwa kuti vanhu vari kurongei, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, yes, ufuna ukuzwa kakhulu sibili ukuthi kungahamba njani. Wakathesi ke silomunye wethu umhlonishwa wethu osilayo lamhlanje ozasiphathisa ukuxoxa esiyaba sihlaziya ke indaba yona le ekazibuse igama Jonga ngoCassius Jesus Manampofu esilaye ke ecingweni lapha. Siyakwamukela mnumzana Jesus.
Ngiyabonga baba, ninjani khona ngapho? Labantu kulesizwe la.
Hayi thina ngapha siyaphila. Mr. Mpofu, can you tell us briefly about what you make of independence? 37 years is quite a lot. I know people were born in 1980 or in 1981, just after independence. They are old, they have kids now.
Some are grandfathers, yes, and grandmothers.
So what do you make of that?
I think Independence Day, 18 April 1980, was supposed to be a day that was supposed to bring happiness and prosperity to the people of Zimbabwe, but unfortunately, it turned out to be a very, very painful day, painful event, leading to what actually happened after we gained what we call our independence. Though it's not independent in such, but according to me, it was just a change of government from the government that was there during that time, a white minority government, to another government that's a black minority government, the cruel government of Zimbabwe. I think it was supposed to be a good day. We were supposed to be celebrating what now remains in our memories, in everyone's memory, who saw both governments, who knows what how the white government was and who sees the black government. I think it's now just a painful thing because people are suffering under this present government. We are supposed to be celebrating. I think when you look at Independence Day throughout the world, it's supposed to be a day that brings the nation together. It's supposed to be a day that brings happiness, memories, good memories, and bad memories together. But in our situation, I think it's a very, very an unfortunate situation where we lost everything after gaining our independence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. Just keep holding. We have another guest, Jonga.
Tina wa takawira kapikinyu. Tino gamshirai kwa churongo waka pikinyu.
Maswera, maswera, wa Jonga ne wa darwenyu.
Aywa, taswera waka pikinyu. Regaitu mwziisa, watereri ni watariri. Kuti waka pikinyu ndiani. Waka pikinyu chusara wache Zimbabwe. Vari mu Rockville muno mu America asi tingangwe shandisa se kuidaidza se nharaunda ye Washington DC metropolitan ndo mavari kumusha vachibva kumashanaland east kwamutoko kwakatsande uko rigaiti munzwa kuti vari kutiwo panyaya yekuti Zimbabwe iri kusama makore makumi matatu nemanomwe yawana kuzvitonga uye iyo vari kucherechedza zuva iri vari kunze kwenyika vakapikinyi.
Chekutanga ndinofara chaizvo kuti Zimbabwe yasvitsa makumi matatu nemanomwe independence. Sezvo zvataurwa nemutariri wedu apa mukutaura kuti haasi kufara hazvo, asi ini ndinoti hangu vana Zimbabwe tofanira kunge tichifara tichishuvira zvatinoda kumberi zvatiri kuda kuona. Zviripo izvi zvichapfuura hazvo, ticha matambudziko anowanana nevanhu kana vada kusvika kunyika yeIsraeri sevana veIsraeri pavakabva kuIjipta vatambudzwa naFaro, asi rugare vakaruwana. Asi inino semugari wekuno kuAmerica ndiri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, paweekend tichange tichifara nevamwe vekuZimbabwe tichirangarirawo, asi tisingakanganwewo vamwe vedu vari kumusha vasingakwanisiwo kufara mufariro watiri kukwanisa kunge tichiita isusu paweekend. Uyezve tichirangarirawo avo vakafira kuti isusu tiwane mufaro watinawo nhasi, tiwane rugare rwatinaro nhasi rokwanisa kuuya kuno nyika dziri kure kuti tikwanise kutsvaga chouviri. Variko futi vamwe vapenyu variko kuZimbabwe vakarwira zvisununguko, vakarwira nyika, asi havasi kukwanisa kunge vachiita sei, vachifarawo, vachinzi vachidyawo zvavanofanira kunge vachida, asi nevana vavo mhuri dzavo dziri kushupika zvakanyanya sereke. Kozoitawo vamwewo vanozviita vakuru ndo vari kugarawo vachidyawo zvinofanira kunge zvichidyiwa navana Zimbabwe. Saka chiri kunyanyondirwadza ndechekuti Zimbabwe haisisiri Zimbabwe yemunhu wese, haisisiri nyika yahuchi nemukaka. Vari kumusoro ndo vari kungodya vega, isusu vari kuzasi nevabahama nevabereki vedu hapana kana chatiri kuwana uye hapanawo chatichawana. Asi ndinoshuvira hangu kuti mumakore ari kuteera aya isu vana veZimbabwe tichawana rugare, tichagadzirisa nyika yedu.
Matama ano tingati kushingisa, anopa ushingi kuvana veZimbabwe kuti ramangwana richajeka. Ngatirambei takatsungirira, rambai hanyu muri parunhare vakapikenyu. Chris, Mr. Kapikenyu is urging Zimbabweans to be resilient. He says good times are to come, and he compared the current situation to the time of the people of Israel when they were being in fact they were under harsh conditions, and Moses was sent to free them. So he says one day there will be a Moses who will come in and free the people of Zimbabwe. So maybe you can ask Mr. Mpofu in Sindewele.
Mnumzana Mpofu, njengoba ilanga lifika elikazibuse, ungasitshela nje ukuthi wena uzabusenzani, uzabuthakazelela yini ilanga le?
Kunzima ukuthi ngithi ngizalithakazelela ngoba ngaphandle kwelizwe khona angikho ekhaya. Angikhethanga ukuba lapha kulinde kuludubo olusibhekane nalekhaya. Ngisho ukuthi mina lelo langa mhlaka 18 April liyabe kuphathi kwezinto, so ngizabe ngisebenza nje kuyini ukuza kufana lelanga elinomali nje njengamanye amalanga onke. Lo manje kufanele ukuthi libe lilanga elikhulu lapho sasimasi sizwa ngesizifaya ka-1979 siya kuma-elections esawenza ngo-March, March or February, I can't remember khonapho, sisiya kupha uhulumende wayekubusa kungena ukhulumende nomuntu omnyama. Kumele kube ilanga elikhulu kakhulu ebantwini bonke, okwempilo yethu yonke, lezi zizukulwane ezizobuya babekwazi ukuthi umbuso umuntu omnyama esinawo khona manje abazowuthola la ukhona utholakale kanjani ngasiphi isikhathi. Kodwa-ke kubuhlungu ngoba iqiniso elikhona yizinyembezi, laba abahamba impilo besiyakulwa balila into abangayaziyo. Ngizama ukuthi ngithi balwa kodwa abasakutholanga ababekulwela, balulela ukuthi umuntu onke akhululeke, kodwa sizothatha sabakhululeke ngabambalwa. So okukhona lesi kuhlupheke ebantwini baseZimbabwe. So ilanga leli langa elikhulu, kodwa-ke ayiseyikho lokho ebesikhalithi ngabayikhokhona. Mina ngedwa akukho engizakujabulela ngalo kwamanje. Maybe ngesikhathini esilandelayo ma kungatshintsha sizoqala kwakuthi asiyele emuva ukuthi yo ilanga leli sesifike lapho, kodwa sisuke laphala kwamanje akukho.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha. Sesilomunye umlaleli, uNkomo. UNkomo use-South Africa, siyakwamukela Nkomo. Nkomo,
yebo, njani?
Yee, siyaphila. Linjani ba?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Yee, ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Se-Johannesburg.
Oho, ungasitshela nje ngelanga likazivuso ukuthi ulibona njani.
Kimi kuyafana lokuthi alikho totally, vele alikho kangibali lama-reasons alista la. Siliwile lapho izipra kayibhalwe emaphepheni ukuthi abantu abethu bebale bebekwazi ukuthi izipra yalwa lapho. Kimi vele yidot. Point number two, angeke ngiselebrate ngu-foreign country ngithi ngelizwe engalilwelayo. Kimi that's been stupidity, kufuze ngiselebrate ngisekhaya. Point number three, angeke ngiselebrate abantu eZimbabwe bengela mali ukuthi bedle labantu abazi. Point number four, angeke ngiselebrate singavunyelwa ukuthi sikhulume into esizifunayo iselizweni. Kuthiwa ungakhulunywa uyabotshwa, wona ilizwe ukuthi ngilakho. Kuyo lokho idlala ngesikhathi ku-celebrate into enjalo. Point number four, angeke ngiselebrate singakwazi ukuthi izanu uLukas Masuku yayimbophelani waze wafelejele. Sifuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi yambulalelani ezivike zamina le ebusayo esithi sicelebrate ngaphansi kwayo, abantu befalithi efie bebulawala ngekugrawona. Point number four, kunzima ukuthi mina ngiselebrate abantu babulawa izanu bonke abagcwele phansi balafa kabuhlungu njengezinja phambi kwamehlo wami, bebulawa izanu sifakwele i-curfew, abanye abantu belafe njengezinja, mina ngidabule phezu kwabo. Point number enyeni layo kunzima ukuthi ngicelebrate baba isindebele izami ibhala amagama esindebele ngezipelling ezincolileyo kimi kuyanuka lokhuyana kufuze kulungiswe ibhadi ukuthi asilabantu abesimeleyo 36 years asimelwanga lapha ekhaya baba ungeze umuntu esithi ma-trend imelwe izipelling zibhala so umuntu ogulayo ohlanya kufuze isiwe esibhedlela okokugcina ayethe ngiselebrate ezami isala ukuthi sivote nakuyite salweli lizwe lelo.
Hayi kuzwakala, siyawezwa ama-points akho sibili baba. Hayi hubelelanga elihle.
Akulungise konke lokho baba, ucorrect khona sizocelebrate. Bengabibe ngesibozo sivala kobulawa bethu bavuka kuyimbolo lokho. Siyakwazi abantu bethu asoze beqhathwe. Abantu bokubulawa bavula medo, asoze beqhathwe ngaze likuchale ku izinda kwamanye lapho kuzovula imolo leyo kuthiwa ezovulwa lapho. Likhohlwa liqhathwa.
Hayi siyathemba abalalele, sibongile kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Okay. Yeah, Jonga, Mr. Nkomo has a number of points. He's stuck on four, of course, there were more than that. He talks about the distortion of history. He says, especially on the zebra side, yeah. They're not saying much. And then he says he cannot enjoy celebrating in a foreign land. And also he says there's no freedom of speech back home. Mm-hmm. And he was also asking why, for example, they're not talking about why the government killed Lookout Masuku, the former Zebra commander. And he talks of the Kukurahundi massacres, and also one of his concerns is he says there is a misspelling of Ndebele words as if there are no people representing
the language.
And he also mentioned the vote. He said, people in the diaspora are not allowed to vote, yet they are Zimbabweans and they went to war and they demanded that right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still not given to them.
Oh, that's a long list of issues to be addressed.
More than
but I'm not sure on the Masuku death, how he says he was killed. How did he die?
Yeah, it's one of those things where up to now it's not really clear. He was he died in jail,
in prison.
Yeah. So there are these suspicions that, in fact, not suspicion as such, but the fact that he was not feeling well, and when the family asked that he be given some, medical care. They were not granted. There's quite a number of issues surrounding that, which many people are saying, oh, well, we need to know exactly why this was happening,
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe, Mr. Kapikin, you can respond to the caller.
He has a very valid point. I cannot belittle his concerns. I know that people from Bulawayo are very angry with the way things have been. Kukurahundi has never been addressed, and nobody has actually apologized. People want to brush it aside as if it was an event like people just fought Kumombe and have to move on. But I think there needs to be real answers to the real issues that the people of, especially Matabeleland, from Midlands to Matabeleland, have in terms of what really happened in Kukurahundi, who was responsible. And these people need to also go and apologize to the people of Matabeleland. And probably we have a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That commission should actually find out what really happened, who was affected, and how people need to apologize. But I think the most important thing, no monetary compensation can repair for the damage that has been done to the people of Matabeleland. It's one of the most underdeveloped regions, in Zimbabwe. So the only way whoever is going to rule Zimbabwe can compensate the people of Matabeleland is not through giving them monetary compensation, but it's developing, putting resources, putting jobs, getting Bulawayo back and running as an industrial hub, and making sure that the people of Matabeleland can enjoy themselves. They cannot be able to sleep in the bed. I think the important, other important thing is everybody has to learn two languages in Zimbabwe, whether she learned Ndebele, so they should be composer Tshona and Ndebele. So that we understand that the people of Matabeleland are also part of Zimbabwe, and Ndebele is equally important to the people of Zimbabwe, and they should be able to speak it. Multilingual, not good team. People of Matabeleland, they learn in Ndebele, and people in Mashonaland, they learn in Shona, as if we are two different countries. So to unite people, the next person should be able to make sure that both people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland come together and we speak the same language both Shona and Ndebele is taught. Mm-hmm. And on the diaspora vote, it hurts me so much that I'm not able to vote, but I call myself Zimbabwean. I'm not even able to vote here, but I'm contributing to my country, Zimbabwe. Americans, even an American who's at the moon, is able to cast his vote. Why not for us Zimbabweans? We contribute $1 billion to the economy. They want a diaspora policy, but they don't want our vote. They just simply want our money. They are not really serious about what they really need and what they really want. We can contribute so much to the economy as long and the country as a whole, as long as we are given that chance to vote. Near freedom of speech, it's just one and the same thing. The Supreme Court rules that people are within their freedom, within their rights to say whatever they want, even if they say anything against the president, against the first lady, against anybody. But we see people still being jailed day in, day out, despite Supreme Court ruling that anybody can say whatever they want about the president. It's freedom of speech. Sometimes you have freedom of speech, but you have no freedom after speech. After you say it, you are taken to jail, no bail. No bail for simply saying something that you really feel strongly about. People here in America can say anything that they want about the president. People in Europe will say what they want about the president. But especially in my countries, Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, you can't say anything against the president. You can't say anything against his wife. You can't say anything about his kids or even his chickens and dogs, because you get arrested because you are undermining them. But people should just be allowed to say whatever they want. If the president has a point to prove that he is not that, then it's up to him and his government to prove to the people that this is who he is and this is what he stands for. And he is not that kind of person.
Maita basa wakapikinyura mbanyimiru parunarati mbo. Tora mtereri, tina mkoma William Tapera, variku South Africa. Maskwera se mkoma William.
Tinofora magabigo mgoma zonga.
Ayu wandirumpe nyu, churongwa ndeshe nyu, tipeo funga zenyu.
Inifunga zangu, inezoko na kwangu. Andiwa mipanichi kondereche kutu kwanzi titi kwanzi tinofele breta kuzitonga kuzera. Apana kuzitonga kuzera na kuti Zimbabwe tirukutongwa nedemo, tirukutongwa nemabhinya, chihurumende tirukutonga chindeche mabhinya. Apana zvetino tonga kuzera na kuti tikataura. Tikati titaure kodzero dzedu tourawa, saka hapana kucelebrata kwetinoita. Ini kana musi wacho ndinotori ndinetende kubasa, hapana chikonzero chekucelebrata tichitongwa nedemo nechihurumende chembavha chiri kutonga.
Hatigone hedu kuti titaure hedu kuti hurumende yembavha, asi kuti munge muchitaura hanyu kodzero dzenyu sezvatiri kutaura kuti munosununga kutaura kodzero. Ndo zvataishitaura, asi hatikwanisa hedu kuzopomera nokuti hatina umbo wekuti vari kuba sesu zvedu kustudio 7 kuti zotashuwa tinokutsigirai vakadai. Asi chii chamunofunga kuti chinofanira kunge chiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe?
Chinofanira kunge chichiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Hurumende iripo inofanira kungoti ingogamuchira zvido zvevanhu ndokuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Ivo vachava kutaura chokwadi, vakundikana kutonga ngavagamuchire zvido zvevanhu kubva kwanisa kupinda imwe government. Pasina kupinda imwe new government, nyika iyi inongoramba iri mumadhaka zvezvaro zveZimbabwe tichingotambura. Saka pari kuda new government apa nokwanisa mizumudza economy. Ava vakonewa, vakonewa kutonga, vari kungovanda nekuti hei nyika ine masankisheni vachinyepera vanhu. Nyika ine masankisheni, ivo ndo vakatemerwa masankisheni nokuda kwokutonga nedemo. Ivo ngavachingoita kuti vabvevo nyika iwanewo hurumende inokwanisa kutonga isu muzvedzi tikwanisa kurarama tiri munyika medu. Tiri kutambura kuno.
Asi mukoma Tapera, tichitarisa hedu pamakore 37, hamungashayiwo chimwe chamungati ichi chinenge chakafamba ichi? Hamunawo chimwe chete kana zviviri?
If we are under it, you don't go to Ndawa, would Ipapo waka tigunera yao pa ipapo tinotenda ipapo waka gona.
Ayo andofunga varu kunzwa mchua tenda. Zimwe zvinotarisira kuti zviri kumaoko enyu imi vana veZimbabwe kuti munge muchibatsirana kuumba nyika kuigadzirisa inyika yenyu. Saka batsirana kuiumba. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma. Saka muri kuenda kumusha here tinoona kuti pane holiday yakakura apa. Pane Eastern Independence.
Ndevu kutenda nindo munga ndo tenda pa June oro July pa ndikito ndo rejeza nyazo kufota ndo benenda pa ndevu kukwanza.
Aywa paka naka maita basa mora paka naka mkoma
ndatenda mkoma unko
maita basa Chris waruku nyunyuta o mkoma tapera anzi isu inazuna kukatika na kumusha saka iyo ndo iripo.
yeah. Chonga, let's take a brief break when we'll be right back.
2018 is Zimbabwe's watershed moment.
Beyond elections, a panel discussion.
This Thursday, April 13, 2017, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Zimbabwean time.
Voice of America's Zimbabwe service invites you to a panel discussion on the way forward for Zimbabwe.
Our panelists include Dr. Chipode Ndere, Assistant Professor at Gettysburg College.
Harry Thomas Jr., His Excellency, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe.
Dr. Tawia Katso, Development and Social Consultant.
And Dr. Roderick Machekano, Zimbabwe Diaspora Network North America.
For all your social media conversations, don't forget to use hashtag ZimBeyond2018.
Yes, Chonga, it will be a big day tomorrow right here at the Voice of America.
That's true, Chris. I heard your voice there.
Yeah. Yes, lomlaleli ulunga, Jose South Africa. Lunga, kunjani?
Mkona, kunjani,
ba? Ah, it's a pila. Kunjani, lunga, piko South Africa.
Azange bayibone nje indlela iZimbabwe yangiqala ngayo ukuthi ingene embusweni from sisuka kuSmith sizongena kuMgabe njengoba ngisaphethe njengamanje. Kusho ukuthi abantu abangayibona ngento eyenzakala ngalesa sikhathi bangakhona ukucelebrate ngempela ngokukhululeka ngoba abazange bayibone lento thina esayibonayo. Njalo into okuthiwa yinkululeko mibona ngathi kabayazi nokuthi kuthiwa yinto enjani. Ngoba uma sibuyele emuva nje kine sikhule ngama-70s sibona uSmith lo ogcine ebizwa kuthiwa nguke ngugovernment wabacindezeli. Sibona ngathi lona nguye wayenguhulumende owenkululeko kunalo esithi ngwenkululeko imanje esiyibona ekhona ngoba usengumcindezeli impela ukudlula loya u-Ian Smith. Esasikubona ku-Ian Smith sasingalandi ezibhedlela kunje kwakungashoti lutho umuntu wayetreatwa mpela naye ubona ukuthi uyasetyenzwa. Manje lokhu osokukhona njengamanje ufuthola ukuthi uyafa ufele ebhentshini uthi linde usizo akunamuthi ne-assistant yakhona very poor lokhuyana kokuthi nabo ayikho into abangayenza vele ugovernment engabaprove fighting ayo next. So manje uma kuthiwa kuyiwa kwi-independence nje kusho ukuthi noma ngabe bengisekhaya vele angiboni ukuthi benzebona umehluko nje phakathi ukuthi akwenzakali lutho vele ngoba akunatshintshi oluhleli likhona eZimbabwe.
Manje
another thing engiyibona iyimistake iyalaba abantu nje abathathi bangama-supporters ezanu kusho ukuthi ekugcineni lokho esikubonayo ababe sebekubona kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekunzima kibo ngoba uma ekulahla lo uhulumende wethu uma ngabe ekwazi vele yazi ukulahla kabuhlungu esasikubona thina esikhathi seguground ekuzofika lesikhathi suka le emakhaya thina siza la eSouth Africa. Mina ngathi nje ngibuyela eGoli ngo-1987. Ngisuka lena ngiyibona nje impilo yayisingale yokwase kuqala vele ukuthi ma uthi uyofuna umsebenzi nje bakutsheni ukuthi yoza nekhadi lezana. Kumanje abanye kusho ukuthi abayazi le nto noma bethathela uxhaso la kugovernment basabona sengathi kumnandi lokuke inikezwa nje iy'mpuphu lezi ezibhedayo naboraihi labokaka bavuthwa nezinto ezikhombisayo. So abanye bakubona njengento e-right kanti thina esakubonayo nje impilo yayikhona kuqala siyayibona nje into e-wrong sizofika kunamhlanje. So another thing engizatshela ukuyibeka nje amaZimbabweni thina kusho ukuthi lesi la e-South Africa ne kube nalokhokwa kwalana akube kugqugquzela i-DA esikakhulu eyakhele esikuzungu. Sokutholakala amaZimbabweni naye eyogcwala ngale ethi ayalwa fighting against Zuma. Ngibona ngathi yazi i-mistake enkulu kakhulu abayenzayo ngoba la bantu abaqokele imashi ngabantu abangafuni ama-foreigners la e-South Africa. Njengoba benizwa ulo Henning Mashaba uhlele njalo nje umuntu against ama-foreigners. But makubonakala amaZimbabweni ayoncedisana nalabo bantu abathi bona uZuma kaphume esihlalweni. Ngabantu akusho ukuthi abasabambisana ne-DA. Eyothi ma uZuma angaphume esihlalweni laphana ivele nje ithintithe kwasani nje khona la e-South Africa eyi-foreign. So engibona kuyinqwala enkulu nje le yenziwa ngamaZimbabweni. Asazi ukuthi siyake siyophethe lapho ngibona uZuma ngathi nguhulumende obeyingcono kunawo wonke nje ama-president ayaphatha la e-South Africa kuma-foreigners.
Hayi.
Ngibona yami leyo nje benzama ukuyibeka nje.
Manje wena ubona ngani kuyini okungenziwa ukubana udaba lolu luhambe kahle?
Lolu la e-South Africa.
Hayi, olwasekhaya lo.
Olwasekhaya kunzima ngoba uyabona ukuthi abantu abaphethe labo ngabantu nje abangafuni ukunika noma ngubani i-chance nje ukuthi asakamsikande. Uma ngathi bekimbono yakho nje ukuthi usenkingeni kungaba yinhlandla nje ukuthi uboshwe kodwa bevele siyazi vele ukuthi lapha uyabulawa vele nobumnyamalala njengoba bona benyamalala usizo ese singalithola manje otherwise kungaba nje amanye amazwe nje ongaba nesibindi nabo let's take impansi nabantu abanjengabo George Bush abangena ku-Afghanistan nje badlakaza badlakaza nje nabo basibona nje kuwomawa amagatafula kwagcina kenjani ngoko-Obama. Kusho ukuthi makungaba noyi-one nje umuntu ongaqongi isibindi nawe uyosale ebizwa nge-hero mayesibhihlizele umbuso wezandla okhona. Kunasodwa nje ayi kuyoba nzima nje.
Hayi kwezwakala ayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Hayi bonga mina baba.
Jonga Mr. Lunga is a number
of issues.
Of issues, well, more than four. Yeah, his main concern is that, you know, most people who think that, you know, the status quo is okay are those who did not experience life before Zimbabwe's independence. And he says that, you know, the current situation where the hospitals have no medicine and so forth is not just, you know, it's a very bad situation that shows that independence didn't bring anything meaningful to the people. And he also adds that the current situation in South Africa right now is not happy about Zimbabweans getting involved in the, you know, in the demonstrations and so forth, because he says that most of those people who are against Zuma are against foreigners. So in a way, they are helping those people who are against them.
That's a good observation.
Oh yeah. Anyway, we will turn that back to Mr. Kesha Jason Mpof, since he's there. Mnumzana Mpof.
Yo, Baba.
Yeah, so what is your contribution? The listener here, the caller says that, you know, most people who want Zuma to go, most South Africans who want Zuma to go, those who are mostly against foreigners. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree very much with the previous caller and all the other people who share the same sentiments about this thing of demonstrating aggression. I think the Zimbabweans must
remember where, especially this Zimbabwe is Africa. We must remember, let's not forget why we are in South Africa. We have a big problem at home that needs our attention. We don't have to waste time fighting a war that does not belong to us. When we've got a big war to take care of at home, I think people of Zimbabwe must be thankful to Zuma's government for all they have done. I think we have a lot of people here have got some work permits, tax permits, business permits through the government of Zuma. That's the government that actually introduced those things. So I think for now, people to turn again and say, no, Zuma, this, Zuma, this. Yes, there's a problem in the ANC. Let's leave that to the people of South Africa. Let's leave that to the ANC to sort their problems out. It's not our problem. We have a big problem to look at, I mean, to attend to at home. It's a waste of time fighting the war that does not belong to us. These people, these guys who are against Zuma, most of them are anti-foreigners. The latest xenophobia attack that happened was instigated by the Joburg mayor, who happens to be a DA mayor.
Mm.
So I think it's the same line. The people who are the leadership of DA, they are all the same. They are unforeigners. They hate black people. I think it's a waste of time for Zimbabwe. We must look at what we are supposed to be doing at home. We've got a big job to do at home.
Okay, thank you so much. I just keep holding on.
Chris, tatenda kuna waka piki nyutina mkoma love mo chuare varu South Africa. Maswera siye mkoma love mo.
Taswera zedu maswera zakali yo.
Aiwa taswera manzwa mwe mtaura bakutaura pamwechete na vampofu varu taurunya kuti Zimbabwe vana wa Zimbabwe varu South Africa ikoko. Vamwe vapindawo mukuratidzira kwauchiitwa kwekuti vazima vasiye chigaro. Munoti iwe imi?
Iyo yava Zuma iyo handinyanyi kubatikana zvangu nayo. Hondo yangu iri kumusha chaiko.
Aiwa ndinozviziva, asi naida kunzwa kuti since muri muSouth Africa imi dzimwe nguva muri mumwe wevanhu vanenge vapindawo mukuratidzira kwanhasi ikoko.
No, handina kutombopindira zvedu mukuratidzira kwavo. Asi anyway, ini zvangu maonera ndinoita ndotiwirira neini hamba kutaura iye zvinezvi kuti vaZuma, of course, vane yendide pavari kudi pavari kukanganisawo zvinoenderana nechi nemamiriro akaita munhu. But kana tikatisa maforeina Africa, isusu vanga vachitibatawo zviri nani. Otherwise zvakatodarika zvatachitwa kumusha kwedu. Saka ndinoona kukunge zviri nani kwatiri isusu.
Aiwa, maita chiipinda yenyu kune iri mudariro yekumusha.
Kumusha sekupemberera ini independence hapana nokuti tiri muhondo. Sezvandakaita ini ndinotori nehurema hwakabva kuSANPF kubva pa-2008 election cycle. Saka tiri kugara takatiza hunge tsuro, togara takatobudisa maziso kunge tsuro kuti anytime tinogona kungodi kudzingirirwa neimbwa. Saka independence yayo paiirika hadina independence tekucelebrata hapana nokuti tiri muhondo. Takatomirira kuti dai zvaita hondo yatiri kurwa pamwe taikwanisa kuzowana independence yakasiyana nezviripo.
Ndomubvunzo wandanichakubvunza iwewe kuti munofunga here kuti vamwe vamunozotarisira kuti vanouya vachitora masimba vangatonga zvakasiyana nevari kutonga izvo, tichiona kuti masimba anenge angori kuvanhu vatema iwayo?
Chakanaka kana kuti chandingatarisira, ZANU-PF payakapinda yakanga ichambova nehunhu hwekutiya respecta vanhu nekuti pamwe ndekuda kuti chayanga ichangodi ichangopinda zvafana nemuroora ka kana muroora achiva mumusha menyu. Mabva ekutanga anomborespecta even nehuku chaiyo, anotoiti ini. Saka nguva iyoyo ndonguva yatinobhenefitavo isusu vanhu vezimbabwe. Vanouya vacho of course vanhu vatema vakangoitawo sesu kana kuti vakaita sevaripo, asi hativapi mukana wakareba sewatakapa kuvanhu vakaita vezanupf. Taifungidzira kuti madzimambo tisingazivi kuti aiwa iofisi yavanhu. Saka ofisi yayoka mashandisiro ava kuita manje kana kuti regai nditi vakadzika midzi yacho ipo zvinenge tichidzupura manje. is too much. Saka ku rumende inotevera yati kutarisira isusu hativapi that time yakareba semare berwa yakaita
37 years.
Yes. Saka tichizimiyazo hazina zvachareva kana pane zvakanaka zviviri zvakatanga kuitaka zvakafanira kuti wafu bika zvakonyama yako wafuraya zvakanaka naka wotora zvoira mazimvura yozara mazimvura afta kudi afta kufuraya saka chatinozoona isusu ka mazimvura yane zvinyama zvainga zvakungopunguruka pamusoro saka zvawaita pekutanga hazina zvachareva zvakafanira maovheti maovheti veterans of course taivaremekedza but vakukanganwa chavakaendera kuhondo voita sekuti vakaenda kundorwira mugabe nemukadzi wake saka dignity yemaovhetika haichaoneki ende vanokanganwa futi kuti vachirwa hondo ka vanga vasiri vega vaiva nesu muhondo taiti iwe neni tine basa yekusunungura Zimbabwe so they tend to forget kuti Zimbabwe havana kuisunungura vega havana kubva kumozambique vakabereka chikafu kumusana vaichiwana mubva muzimbabwe chibva kuvabereki vedu vaiti ngandangari dzeberere vaidya huku nemombe nembudzi dzevabereki vedu dzaifanira kuendesa isusu kana dzaifanira kubatsira isu so they tend to forget kuti hondo takarwa tese so they think kuti ivo ndo vakarwa vega aiwa hondo takarwa tese saka chimiyo chemaovheti hapachina tiri muhondo yekutotangazve kuti pamwe tingamira pakanaka.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma wangu morara zvakanaka.
Ndinotenda manzinzwa kwachirongwa nhasi.
Thank you so much Chris ndimukoma Chuware Love More vari kuSouth Africa varungotsinirawo zvimwe chete zvavachitaurwa nevamwe vateereri zvekuti zvinhu zvinofanira zvichigadziriswa. He said that people gave ZANU-PF too much room to maneuver and in the end it's difficult to uproot it. 37 years in power, and he's saying that things have gone down instead of going up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Junga, we have another caller. Silo Skombe. Who's Skombe? Who says Zimbabwe? Kunjan Skombe.
Kona Baba, Kunjan.
I say a peel. For no happy Baba Skombe.
I'm Kona Lapin Pan Lapa, who at 17.
Oh, to the little Luga.
Yeah.
Okay. Kunjani masimini?
Hayi kodoko nje ukuthi izinto zisukela khamba masimini. Anti lali lali lati yakukala la kulala amabele la akukala lisenzi lokuzeni then now sokulala amabele amanyane kathi sekuthembele kiyo but law asekhanya hayi kanti sekho phela ngile bisu indlela yabuya squad.
Yeah, hayi sike sabona bomkhathi bathi lona liyabuya ikakhulu kusukusela kusasa asazi umbe baqinisile.
Hayi naye ngingaba ngcono baba abantu bengasila kula mabele amanyane ngoba lalabo lakho izinto.
Ungasiphi imbono yakho uzabe uyahlinza yini imbuzi lapha nge Independence Day?
Hayi imbuzi ungahlinza baba izenzele yakho Independence ngoba yona anti vele i-Independence kwanzela ukuthi abantu abasuthu. Kodwa ke yakukuhlinzela nje hayi kule ukuthi ujabulele ukuthi live right ngoba nawe uyazibonela baba. Sekule 37 years sina madoda aphesi ale 37 years izisibili amadoda abane sebesiba labazukulu so angiboni ukuthi bayazi into ukuthi ayindependence ngoba ngiyahlesi nje baba ukuhlala le government ipromiswa into engayingeki ibe khona esingathi khona kuklingi on empty promises since 37 years so kulabo isaphi kulabo balibani kungamafeyila naku kuyafika kule kuthiwa everything okuthi yakuthetha kungawo ukuthi nanku lakho lokho sokukhona sipromiswa ilokhu zeni kuthiwa yindizini asset yama 2 million jobs kwathini thini kothi lizele kuthi tshona tiya phansi kathi kwenziwa yini lento.
Hayi siyakuzwa.
So into engiyibonayo nje ngcono abantu abazame ukunceda bona babaathi ngamaphathi aphikisayo nemera yabo lekwenzela ukuthi otherwise bengasineda kumbe ngabe kuyezwa kabi lokhu kwamakarawu bezame ukubonana lesadak bebonane le-African Union beyizame funa indaba lokuthi kusiyafika u-18 ngoba sithalengani sesilethi sesisemuva abantu bakafundiswa la i-biometric system yayo ngoba abantu bazayifunda ukuthi bama selection otherwise engagcina sikuya ngebackdoor ngoba bakujayele lokhu yiyena ngoba anti yabona ukuthi uyakhesikasihambile wonke ukuthi uyabona ukuthi isikhathi asisebe so into evele ikhona asazi ukuthi ama-powers abo yena nababelumera ukuthi asibeniukudokunganani abanzokunganani kwenzela ukuthi ngabe bahambisa kusadaki kumbe ngisehlule kusadaki kuhambe kuye phambili kwenzela ukuthi zame ukutshintsha le nto elapha i-16 yamayero kuze ukuvota lapha ezimbabwe yiyo phele evele ikhona so yena engami nje le into abayizamayo coalition ingcono kakhulu kodwa into kumele beyinanzeleli ukuthi isihlahla esilempande baba lesihlahla esiminyane esingalampande akusizi ukuthi singathi ukuphelise khonapho isihlahla esingalampande silingane lesihlahla esilempande esiyomthuzi omkhulu kasiyeni khonapho lapho okuvele kulale opposition party ele-leader elempande noma iyabe kuyikuthi njani kodwa anti nje isihlahla esikhulu ngibona ngana silandeleni nje sonke sizakunikana isikhundla kunangase siqedikele okuduka esilahla
hayi kuzwakala kutsho ukuthi lapha ukhuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana
kuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana sibili ngoba yikho kuphela akuvele kubalulekile angithi ingasibambeni manje into engani iyahlupha yukuthi abantu bezibakhulumeni bagidimisa izikhundla lokhu nalokhuyana lalokhuyana akusizi ngoba uzagidimisa izikhundla ukuthi lani yibe yini uzakwenzani uyi-one ingabambananga lokunye umuntu anti ingase ngabe sesibambele sokule democracy kulula-ke ukuthi sibone sizinto siya phambili nawe laleso sikhundla kungawukwanisa ukusebenzi uyasinikwa kasibaleki isikhundla kuthi ningi-ke lama-chances uyawathola kasiqale sithuthe lapha sisonke sindawoni
hhayi kuyezwakala sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
ye hhayi kumele sihlale kusithinta lapha sengikhuluma lathi sikwazi ukuthi izinto zingaba ngcono sinekusana lani ngizama ukuthi sibonise eminye imibono elizwayo njengoba standard studio 7 ngoba vele yiyo phela iradio esindibe sesiyithembile akunamaradio phela lapha anti la uyazi ukuthi vele lapha ezimbabwe kula democracy iyajulekela iradio vele akunamadependency studio kumbe whatever it is ivele into emnyama nje ukuthi abantu sonke abasemakhaya kumnyama
hayi kuyezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
yebo baba ndihlale isithinto kwenzela ukuthi isile lani isikhathi esinei
hayi sizalithinta umsakazo ngowenu
yebo baba
hayi sibongile
okay
jonga Mr. Sigombe is you know he has the same sentiments with other people but his main concern is that there's no unity of purpose within the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says, why don't they, first of all, you know, make sure the situation changes and then afterwards they can then start pursuing positions because he says it seems like it's the most divisive thing.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's true. Many people have been complaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, as we have heard from the opposition themselves, they are saying that their efforts to make a coalition. We don't know how that will pan out. We are also joined by Mr. Jonah Masia, a Zimbabwean who is based here in America, in West Virginia. Mr. Masia, welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum.
Hello, Mr. Jonga. How are you?
No, we are fine, but your phone sounds, I think it's like you are on a speakerphone.
Okay, I just took it off. How are you, Mr. Jonga?
No, we are doing fine. Just in a brief, how are you planning to celebrate independence, 37 years of independence?
Hey, this is quite an occasion for Zimbabwe itself and the people of Zimbabwe. Personally, I'm planning to get together with friends, and, you know, just celebrate and think through what it means for the people of Zimbabwe and the country. We also have an organization that called Zimbabwe Diaspora Network of North America. We are planning to do that at a later date because of different people's commitments. We are doing it within the coming month, and we hope to get together as Zimbabweans to celebrate.
Hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Chris, you may throw a question to Mr. Kapikinyo.
Mr. Kapikinyo. Hello, Mr. Kapikinyo.
Yes, sir, I'm here on the line.
Okay. Yeah, now, what exactly will you be doing on the, or you celebrating before the day or this weekend?
This weekend, there is a barbecue where a couple of Zimbabweans are going to have, and so it will be barbecuing, dancing, song and dance. So there will be music and some networking and exchange of business ideas, as well as some thinking of the way forward on how we can contribute back home in terms of our home areas and in terms of the country as a whole, how we can contribute ideas politically also.
I see. Oh, so there will also be politics. In other words, are you going to have different people from different political parties, or can you tell us about that?
No, this is just a barbecue for Zimbabweans, but as you know, where two and three Zimbabweans meet, they would always want to find a solution, a political solution or economic situation,
mm-hmm.
a solution for anything that's happening back home. So this is the time for us to also come together and start thinking clearly about it and how we want things done back home.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's I'm sure Chonga and myself, we might join you.
That is if we are invited by Mr. Kapikinyo.
No, I think you saw it, DJ Tao posted. I'll send you the details.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Mr. Mpofu, there are some Zimbabweans who are saying that since independence, though things are not yet good for everybody, but there were some gains that were made, especially in education, health, and also I think basic standards of living, people's lives changed. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I think in the early 80s, there was an improvement on the health sector, on education, with the adult literacy that was taking place. There was a big improvement on those two sectors. Also, the infrastructure, there was a little bit of development. But later on, things started to go in a very slow rate until everything came to a standstill. Right now, everything has been reversed. We've gone. We went 5 gears up. Now we've gone 10 gears down from what we had achieved in 1980 to early 1990. Right now, if you go to some big cities, you can see some roads. They've got some very big potholes. That cannot be allowed. That cannot happen in a big city. The pothole. The municipalities are failing to maintain the infrastructure because the economy is not functioning well. Everything has gone down, and it's going down. We are still counting. We are still going down. There is a lot of things that are going the wrong way. No one is taking care of anything. No one is worried about it. The only time we hear about some roads being repaired as the roads coming from Borodel, where the old man stays, maybe to a venue, if he has got a meeting, they have to jump around and maintain that road. Maybe it's going to Sheraton, maybe it's going to any other hotel or going to the airport. Those roads are the only roads that are being maintained. There are no portals. But all the other roads in locations, the city centers, things have gone bad. We inherited a jewelry of Africa in 1980. Now, it's like you have been we've been at war. For the past 20 years, the structure has gone down. Nothing is happening. We don't have our own currency. There's nothing to talk about now in Zimbabwe. There's nothing, totally nothing to talk about.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We have another caller, Libert Nyanongo. Mkoma Libert, magadi varukuna mibia wa Chris.
Munofara ere mkoma jonga gandemire.
Takufara, ramapinda mchurongo, ndeche nyutipe ufungwa zenyu.
pfungwa dzangu nemaonero angu nyaya iripo panyaya yeZimbabwe muZimbabwe vanhu vakuru vedu avo vanotimiririra like inini handiwanzi kuti kufarira kutaura nyaya yeZimbabwe ndoda kufarira kutaura nyaya yekwandobva ndobva kuinyanga veni kana muchikuziva
tinokuziva
ndichikuda ndiri kuinyanga tine mamwe maministers akapinda achiuya achitinyepera tine imwe rodhi inonzi Binya Road kuinyanga ikataurwa nevakawanda muchiitarisa Binya Road inonzi ine Third Road but tichitarisa maMPs ariko hapana kana chihwani chinoitwa ikokoko kutarisawo kuinyanga kwacho ikokoko tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitwa kunyanga kune simba kune simba
mukoma nhare yenyu hamenu zvayaita izvo
mune imwe ko iri kupinda
saka tombokupai mukana mudairo henyu nhare iri kupinda
regai titaure
chingoti dimu nekuti nguva dzapera toda kupa vamwe mukana
oright saka chinhu chinotigumbura ndechekuti tine mamps edu vanouya vachiita misangano yavo vachitinyepera vachiita zvavanenge vasingati saka zvinhu zvinototi unotoshaudza kuti vanenge vada kuti zvimboitwa sei
asi pa37 years ipapa hamunawo here zvimwe zvamunoyemura
like now ini handirachandinoyemura because hatina kana industry look tinorima mapotatoes kunyanga hakuna kana industry tinomanufacturewo kune timbe hakuna kana industry inoitawo zvetimbe hakuna kana
aiwa
saka hapana zvandinoyemura
maita basa mukoma tinoimba kuti pane zvichanaka zviri kuuya nekuti unzwa vanhu vezimbabwe vese vari kutaura vari kuti pane mukana wekuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike maita basa
aiwa ba
tinotenda Chris is saying since 1980 he hails from Inyanga and he says that nothing changed even the major road or main road in Inyanga Binya Road is still not in that state that they were promised during independence in 1980 that the road will be rehabilitated into a major road. He says it's still a small tarred road. Yes. Yeah. But well, there is hope. Where there is will, there is hope.
Okay, Chonga, let's have another quick commercial break.
Studio 7 means a voice of balance, objectivity and truth. You want truth and objectivity and balance, and you listen to Studio 7.
Yeah, she said it. From Monday to Friday, Studio 7 live on the radio and of course right here on Live Talk.
That's true. Regai tinzwa vamasiya kuti vanoti iwo Zimbabwe yakawanisa vanhu dzidzo pachena kubva yawana kuzvitonga kuzere zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinonzi zvakawanikwawo muindependence munoti vamasiya
tandemiri ichocho ichokwadi tingati kubva pa 1980 vanhu vakadzidza vakawanda kuZimbabwe I think zvinoonekwa kuti zvinhu zvakaunza mari zvavo chakanaka vanhu vedu vechitema vakakwanisa kupinda kuchikoro zvakanyanya kudarika panguva yavaienda panguva yaSmith ukatarawo futi kuti iye zvino chaiko chaiko vanhu vano tinozvirova duntundu tiri kunze kwenyika tichiti muZimbabwe haiti muZimbabwe akadzidza kudzidza kwatiri kutaura ikoko kwakanyanya tiri kutarisa history kubva pa1980 zvichiinda
nguva dzakutiza iva masiya
aiwa tinotenda tinozvigona kutaura futi zvepanotevera
aiwa hapana dambudziko tinotenda zvikuru Chris
yes Chonga I would like to thank Mr. Jonah Masiya there we also had Mr. Kesha Sajay Zempofu and also Takawira Kapinyu and
Kapikinyu
I'm sorry about that yeah and also we had a lot of people writing in and you know what the topic was President Mugabe's new hairstyle while. Surprisingly, our topic was independence, but
people were writing about President Mugabe's new hairstyle.
Yes, until we meet next week, Jonga. Thanks to our viewers and callers. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndotimura zvakanaka vateerera asi musakanganwa zvirongwa zvestudio 7.